Today, Facebook ad campaigns stop spending with major ad manager bugs reported, Pinterest jumps on board the Stories bandwagon, and how one song by the Grateful Dead became the start of a revolution in audio storytelling and digital marketing. It's Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. Happy birthday, Queen Mathilda of Belgium. I'm Todd Maffin from EngageQ Digital. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. People on Twitter this morning reporting some big bugs with their Facebook Ads Manager. Some campaigns not spending at all. Others reporting their ads dashboard is broken. Independent Facebook ad consultant Andrew Foxwell says one fix that worked for him was to make sure all your ad set attribution windows are 7-day click, 1-day view. Apparently, once you make all your ad sets have the same windows, things should work, although your campaigns will probably go back into review. Someone on Twitter said their Facebook rep told them this is the way it'll be moving forward. Another person said their rep said, no, this isn't permanent. This is just a bug. Once again, remember, Facebook reps are generally pretty junior and are essentially sales reps. One interesting change in light of the forthcoming iOS 14 tracking changes is that Facebook says they'll be waiving all transaction fees for their native checkout on Facebook and Instagram until at least June, and maybe longer. In other Facebook ad news, looks like they're rolling out an updated account quality dashboard. This is the place you go to get a kind of quick overview of what policy violations Facebook thinks you've had. It has the usuals you'd expect: community standards violations, intellectual property rights violations, jog postings that Facebook thinks are misleading or deceptive. But it also adds a couple of violations, and I'm using air quotes here on the word violations, things I don't think until now have actually been classified as violations. Those include sharing too much content from other sources and content that was too clickbaity. One thing notably missing from the updated dashboard: any way to get support. Another app has added the top row of vertical stories, and that app is Pinterest. They call them story pins. By the way, side note here, can we all just agree to call them stories? Like, you don't need to brand the format every time. Fleets, shorts, clips. Come on, let's just pick one, okay? Anyway, yes, very visible real estate if you'd like to get your brand's message out there. Like Instagram, it's at the top. It shows stories that are available from accounts you follow. There is one big difference between these and other stories formats. These don't disappear after 24 hours. There are also multi-participant stories to show content from a group of users. Pinterest officially calls this a test, so you may or may not see it right now. But let's face it, this stories trend is not going away, so expect it to be part of your Pinterest content strategy very soon. A couple of bugs to report on today. Hootsuite is having issues with plan upgrades. So if you are trying to upgrade to its professional plan on an iPhone, it was bugged out earlier today and they are working on it. And Facebook login is experiencing higher failure rates for Android users. 20 years ago today, January 20th, was the inauguration day for U.S. President George W. Bush. On that day, an RSS feed was published to the internet. That RSS feed, for the first time ever, contained a tag called Enclosure. And that tag referenced a single song, this one, U.S. Blues by the Grateful Dead. It was the first ever podcast, 20 years ago today. Sorry for the short episode today. Not a lot of news happening right now, and also all hands on deck here at the agency for a big ad campaign that we're pushing out for a client, so I will talk to you tomorrow.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.